Ready for your new TV obsession? Thursday, January 26th on The CW, the network that gave you Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl is bringing you the awesomely dark and addictive new series, Riverdale. Based on the Archie comics, Riverdale puts a super edgy, twisted spin on the classic characters you know. Did you ever read Archie? Which character are you? Are you a good girl like Betty, or more of a Veronica? Or are you like the golden boy Archie, or maybe even the misunderstood loner like Jughead? Which character are you secretly crushing on? Riverdale looks like the perfect, safe, wholesome small town, but it's got huge secrets. It all starts off with a new year at Riverdale High and the mysterious murder of one of its most popular kids. Everyone becomes a suspect, and that's when the sordid details about what everyone really did over the summer and with whom begins to surface. You won't believe what happens with the people in this town and what they are hiding. Do not miss the jaw-dropping series premiere of the must-see new show Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on The CW.
What up, Face Off fans? We are back with Face Off All-Stars Season 11, Episode 1, Abstract Aliens, with special guest Adam Milicevic. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's not that easy.
And you're wearing the perfect outfit.
It was on purpose.
What's up, Face Off fans? We are so excited to be back.
I can't believe that we've been off for this long. I'm so excited.
It's been so long. Yeah. It feels so good to be back.
Yes.
I missed you too.
And we've missed you guys at home. I am your host, Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And today I'm joined by my phenomenal host, Alexis Torres.
Oh, thank you, Elena. You can find me all over social media and all shenanigans will ensue at A Torres 892. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
Boom, and we're super excited because joining us, one of our all-time fave all-stars, Adam Milicevic is in the house.
Hi.
Where can we find you?
Oh, well, you can find me, I'm more active on Instagram, at A Civic Dilemma, and I'm also on Twitter, at A Civic Dilemma. I just opened an ArtStation account, so I have all my latest art and new portfolio there. So
that's so
nice,
cool.
Nice. Yeah. And A Civic Dilemma, I love, because it's an anagram of your name.
I can't believe no one, you didn't know that. Like, I've had it for 10 years now, and no one...
Nope.
Yeah. I knew that, but only because you told me.
Oh, well.
So let's dive right into this episode. Super excited, because not only is Space Off back... It's back with some of our favorite familiar faces.
Heck yeah!
And I love all literary devices, anagrams, and alliteration.
Oh, no, it's gonna be one of those shows.
It's gonna be one of those.
I forgot how this felt, hosting shows with you.
Get ready to be punished.
No! No! Starting!
It begins.
Oh, so, sweet Jesus.
I love kicking it off, too. I was thinking, this is a pretty tame McKenzie intro. She's just standing in front of a helicopter. And she's like, this is Face Off. It's back. Not a big, majestic, no mountain, anything.
In a helicopter,
that
though.
That was it.
It's like the least tame of vehicles.
Yeah. Well, because the very first intro was her just like, this is Face Off in front of the helicopter. But then, of course, we gotta up it.
I just love how you guys, like, arrived at the spot and you guys were like, okay, it hasn't started. Where's McKenzie at? And, like, there's nowhere to go. So she had to fly in.
What's funny is, like, whenever you see us, like, walk up confused, we are just brought out of a chloroform coma, like, minutes before.
That makes sense.
So it's all genuine.
Oh, like, man. So those McKenzie entrances must be insane.
She's the one that chloroformed.
That's I knew part it. Of the challenge.
It's, I knew it.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's a make beat. It more
she's
realistic
a beat.
To
she's
say.
She can bench like 420.
It's not, I knew it.
It's not even okay.
She's such a magical human being. I don't get it.
She is.
I want to meet her. So
beautiful,
mad.
Graceful land mermaid that lands from out the sky.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this was kind of an interesting challenge too. I love too, as Caitlin was like, it's not real until you see McKenzie
show up. Yep. I felt the same way. But I was like, where's she? Tell me.
But I love, too, that we get a little bit of, before we even see McKenzie, is the team-up, because this season, it is, as McKenzie says, full of twists.
I wasn't ready.
This season was written by M. Night Shyamalan.
Well, that's every season we talk about. Like, there's a twist. There's always a twist. Like, we always know there's going to be a twist. Like, each episode, each season, overarching twist, callback twists.
It's all, yeah. It's mainly just a new adjective. Like, so we're still making a makeup? Okay. Just, yeah. Okay. It's still solid.
Yeah.
I just want the ones like, you're making a bench.
Okay, this is new. I would be thoroughly impressed to see you guys try to make a bench.
I would be super into it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, the Ron Swanson assignment.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
And I like, want it. Nothing that's ever been on Face Off before. And everyone's like, for real, this is
yeah, this is
been.
It. We finally got what we what she promised. Where I'm like, this is
son
a Face
of a
Off
bench.
First time.
I will not apologize.
I knew I should have brought my vodka today. Just kidding.
But we also find out that you guys, in a unique way, you're teamed up, but you're being eliminated as teams. It's not one or the other, but there's also not an elimination every week. So this week, there's no elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Yay! But we do get someone who is potentially... I know it's safe, but technically it's...
Immunity.
Yeah, they get immunity for next week.
So you're fighting for immunity. So 1 week is immunity, 1 week is elimination.
Okay, Face-Off is already stressful. That's just adding.
Yeah.
Just adding to it.
That's twist. I loved, too, when Jasmine was talking about like her team, and she was like, no stress. And they're like, no stress, really?
Yeah. Have you never been on Face Off? What's happening? I thought we were all stars.
It's nothing but stress, yeah.
Second time around, you realize, like, it's not the end of the world.
Oh,
you
don't,
like, you leave with all your organs and it's okay, so.
That makes sense. I would not
it
be.
Was, it was really casual on this season. Like, it's, yeah, everyone's, it's like, we're not stressed out. Everyone's there to have fun, so.
Okay. Yeah. It looked like you guys had a lot of fun with this challenge, though.
No, everyone's, like, everyone's joking, everyone's laughing, everyone's, like, nonstop. And then because we've been on this on a production like this again, now we sort of have fun with the cast and or the crew and everything. So, it was cool. It was like a homecoming. And then it's weird because you'll be in the lab and it's like I know Sig, I know George outside, and then I watch them on their season. And then, like, I'll look over, I'm like, oh, that's, like, on the TV. Like, they're in that place I saw them.
Oh,
so
my
it's weird. It's like a, they're, like, it's surreal again.
You're
like,
fangirling out over your own show.
Well, cause it's, like, if you ask them, too, it's kind of bizarre, because, like, I watched you do this. This is weird, and I wasn't on this end of it before, so it was, like...
That is kind of cool. I've never even thought about it that way, because we've never... I mean, there's a few of you guys who have been on the same season together, and then the rest of them have not. So, yeah, I could totally see where you're coming from. I would be fangirling, too.
Well, like, Gage, I'm like, oh, he's the first one!
Yeah!
Like, so...
It's neat. Well, especially, too, since, you know, there have been previous seasons that have brought in, like, the mentors and stuff from other seasons. So it's, you know, it's kind of cool having everybody equal playing field, being like, this isn't our first rodeo.
Yeah.
We're here. Let's make some cool crap, like, even cooler this time around. So it's neat. Get to see everybody up their game and getting to see... The love between the teammates,
too.
Like,
adorable.
Everybody going through their team names, and George and Sig. And then you guys, we didn't get a team name for Adam and Logan.
Well, we talked about Team Brogan, but there's no representation of me
you,
in there.
Yeah.
So
I think just bromance. I'm like, you guys are, like, straight up Team Bromance. Like, I'm like... It's, Nico and Kat, I don't know if they're even as married as you guys. Like...
It's not official, but,
I knew it.
Yeah, so we don't have a team name, so I'm working on a logo where our faces are fused, like the thing, though.
Oh, my God.
So I love that.
I was going to put that out later.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
You sent me a fan film that somebody made of your, like, the Crimson Wave fighting.
Yeah, Brad Gropman, he's a 3D animator, and he works for different studios. So funny thing about that artist, so he animated Crimson Wave and Slayer fighting, when I left to film the first season, I had to leave a project behind in Japan, and they brought in this 3D model house. And then when I was looking at Brad's website, I was like, I've seen this portfolio before. And I'm like, dude, did you work on this thing? And he was, yeah. So he was like working on a project I had to put on hiatus when I left for the first season.
What?
And I'm like, wait just a second.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like, I'm like, do you work for the studio? And he goes, yeah. I'm like, dude. Yeah, that's, I was doing the project you worked at, and he's like, no way. Like, it was just this weird small world. Like, we did not know that about each other.
That's nuts.
So, yeah.
That's so cool. So you never know who your fans are going to be. It's
No.
So if you guys, too, the fans at home, want to connect with Adam, want to give us a call here, we actually are taking phone calls in the studio. So you guys can find us at 424-256-1729. Again, that is 424-256-1729. So if you guys want to call in, go right ahead. But let's dive right into all of the looks this week.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's was amazing.
I liked every single one of them, to be honest.
It was so good. It was so cool seeing, again, a true face-off twist at 11 seasons in, you're like, how are they going to have something that's never been done before? Like, how? How are you going to do this? Green screen technology. Bringing it in.
And I was sitting there going, okay, how are they going to make this work? And the fact that you guys all decided to sit there and actually make them look like they're underwater was really, really cool. And every single person's different alteration of putting the green screen onto their actual characters was just so good.
I loved it. That it was, like, sea creature inspired, too, when it's, like, but it's in space and it's, like, underwater green screen. Like, it's a lot of different elements that I like when there's more elements added in because I feel like it makes you guys think out of the box more sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, especially with the green screen challenge, I mean, we typically have to conform to the shape of a human, and then if we want to exceed the shape of the human, we're building giant monsters, which we don't have time to do, which, like, Henson's Creature Shop, you know, that's what they went for. It's not what we're going for. This was probably one of my favorite challenges, like, I've ever done, but that they've ever had, just because there's no, I mean, yeah, it needs to be a makeup, you know, fundamentally, but there's no just limitations as far as silhouette and form, so you like I could really like have some fun with it. So yeah, it was like this was I don't think I'm gonna have more fun on a challenge than this.
Really?
One. So,
yeah, it just looked really cool, and I just like the fact that was just the twist in that twist. It was just so cool. So I'm on the same boat with you. I actually think that this challenge is my favorite out of the 11 seasons that we've had so far.
Same boat or same helicopter? Boat was last season.
No, you're right. Same helicopter. Fine. I'll let that one slide.
Boat's too tame.
Don't rock the boat.
No!
I basically am just trying to kill Alexis this episode. So let's check out Emily and Tyler's look. I think we have a photo of that one, too. They had the deep sea dragonfish as their inspiration. And I like their team name, Team Wonderful.
I know. How adorable. Oh, like, get out of here with your cuteness.
Team Adorable, I'm telling you. That's what I'm calling them.
So the Team Wonderful? Team
Dadgum Cute.
Oh, wow. I loved the... Oh, my gosh. I can't see very well because I'm blind as a bat. The little... Like, kind of like the little spikes that, like, come out from, like, the shoulders and
like
stuff.
Tendrils.
I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm.
The only thing about this
one,
I liked that they did the crazy arms that are, you know, way too thin to be actual human arms, and that was the green screen element, and then kind of took out part of the waist. But this one, I felt like they could almost have done more with it. Like, the makeup was really, really cool, but the green screen aspect, I feel, was somewhat minimal in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I feel like that's always kind of the, like, what Adam was saying was, like, okay, you can either go really, really big, because there's no limitations on this one, so I felt like you could tell that two people did this, but it still worked together, because the makeup is really, really good, and I feel like they focused a lot on that, and they're like, oh, let's make her arms really skinny.
This is one that, it feels like this could have been just as successful a makeup, even if it wasn't a green screen challenge.
Yes. I completely agree with you. So I felt like it was just kind of like a sprinkle of green screen magic there.
Just
but
a little.
Like, just a little. No, that is not what I was going for. Dang it.
Magic.
Yes. But, like, I don't know. I thought it was great. I feel like there could have been a different type of green screen element to it, but I actually didn't mind it because it was really cool to see the model's arms disappear between these, like, arms.
It was neat, too, that they, you know, really took into consideration the fact that their deep-sea creature, that their dragonfish, like, lured in its prey, so they added in, like, the seductive element. I always love the backstories, when there's backstories that you guys have.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it just makes me...
No, it's cool, because you could just say, oh, this creature does this,
and then just leave it at that.
And but that's the end.
That's it.
This creature does this.
Yeah, done.
The
cool.
End.
Cool. Do you like it? No. But yeah, but I really liked that whole element of making the waist smaller through green screen. Like I felt like that was just something that I would have never thought to do, to make it look kind of more venomous. Not venomous, but you know what I mean.
Like they were one of the few ones that didn't float.
Yeah.
Most of them floated.
Which I was okay with that.
Which I felt. Well, but I mean, when you have a green screen, this is the only time you can make a makeup that floats, you know?
Yeah. What's cool is more often than not, that's the approach a lot of makeup. Like there's a lot of makeups that you don't know have green screen in it. Like, I think Walking Dead implements green screen in order to create hollow cavities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's not always over the top, but sometimes. Because, like, I was watching this when Hers came on, or Hers and Tyler's came on with. I was watching this with Ben. And we never really got to see the composite when we filmed it. You know, like, we just saw a mock up. But then when we actually saw it moving and everything with the green screen, we were like, oh, that's actually really creepy and effective, because it was just so subtle. Because it was moving perfectly, moving appropriately, but then, you know, there was something otherworldly making it function. So, like, because we were actually, I swear to God, we were like, like, we just got shivers because it was creepy. Like,
no, it was a beautiful piece, and that's what I liked about it, and I just kind of wish that we could have gotten a little bit more from her, but I just loved everything about just the chest to middle piece.
I think
piece.
If there was just more kind of green screen, like maybe on the face or like different elements that kind of like took out more chunks, I think I would have liked that a little bit more.
It's
like
still
more Walking Dead-esque.
Yeah.
If that does make sense, but I don't know. But I really loved it. I thought it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Sig and George also made... They made something. They made what looked to me like from Hitchhiker's
crab.
Guide from the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Like, it looked very... I loved it. It was from the Roughback Batfish.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
I also just love that they had Batfish, because it made me think of your Batichoke. Because we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of Batichoke.
Yeah, we are.
Aww. So shout out to Batichoke.
Oh my god. Adorable. Sorry. I just brought back all the memories of us talking about Batichoke for like an hour.
Just
great.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just search hashtag Batichoke on Instagram and
you'll find it.
It'll pop up.
Yep.
Or watch our old episodes.
Or that.
You can subscribe at AfterBuzzTV.com.
Nice plug.
Now, this one I love. They were Team Trotron, too. Like, they.
Was that their name?
Yeah,
I missed that completely.
Team Trotron,
because
they were coming up with a name at the beginning, trying to fuse their names.
Oh my god, how adorable.
They got both their names in there, better than Brogan.
Yeah, that's why I don't endorse that. I don't endorse that hashtag.
I like it. So, yeah, the second photo actually is going to be... that one right there. So they also had a name for theirs that we didn't learn, but it was...
What was it?
Burble Gerps.
Wow.
So, yeah, so shout out, guys. Everyone knows the name of Burble Gerps now.
He definitely looks like one, that's for sure.
And this was kind of cool, too, because they actually... The right leg was puppeteered with a hand.
Yes.
And then the left leg was connected to the actor's foot, so they were able to...
Yeah, and then there were flippers controlled on the front.
Yeah. Which was really neat. I loved, like, I just love all the different moving parts and different aspects of
it. Yeah, to make it look like they were floating or moving in a certain way. It was really cool. Those legs are so creepy to me.
They're... it's disturbing, but in the most delightful way.
Yeah, I laughed when this creature walked up onto the screen. I was just like, this is insane.
Which George even said, he's like, you know, normally you don't want people laughing at your work when it walks out, but in this case, that was the
it worked out fine.
The reaction they were going for.
Yeah, like I said, it's a pompous crab.
Using cling wrap to attach all of that, too, like, in last looks, that was super smart.
I was scared that wasn't going to work out. I was like, that's going to look weird. And then, nope, it looks amazing, because I don't know anything about makeup. So,
like, everybody's really resourceful, but those guys, those guys would just pull stuff out of thin air and just use materials like I haven't seen anyone used before. Like, they're just super adaptive to any situation.
That's awesome.
Like, it was really, like, I gotta say, like, I enjoyed watching them work the most, just because they would just pull this stuff out that I had no idea you could, you know, you could do that with certain materials or stuff like that. And they're like, oh, hey, just do this. And I'm like, oh, okay. Logan, remember that. Like,
so. I don't know. You MacGyver a lot of things, too, though. Like, you're like, here, I'm just going to take these old tubes and some buckets and some trash, and then look at this. Well, look how cool it is. It looks amazing.
I mean, I kit bash, but, like, George and Sig have, like, really good technical proficiency, like, with all the materials and then as well as, like, you know, like, George does some amazing stuff with silicone, and, like, I just can't. I can't compare to those two, so. But, yeah, I mean, I kit bash.
Well, you can, because
like
that's exactly what we're doing right now.
What?
What?
Nobody
You're
told
on
me.
This show? You had no idea. You're like, I was just hanging out with Logan. I didn't know we were in it.
I signed up for Top Chef.
I love it. Hey, actually, speaking of another great show that you can check out on the CW, Thursdays, starting January 26th on the CW, the network that gave you Vampire Diaries and Gossip Girl, it's bringing you the awesomely new dark and addictive TV series Riverdale, which is based on the Archie comics.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Riverdale puts a super edgy twist and spin on the classic characters that you know, so if you ever read Archie... You know,
I've heard about this, and I think it's going to be awesome.
I'm really excited about it. So they have pretty much all of your favorite characters are covered, whether you're, you know, a good girl like Betty, or if you're more of a Veronica, golden boy Archie, or if you're kind of a misunderstood loner like Jughead.
Always.
I feel like that's you, Adam.
Oh, I was going to say that was
Jughead?
Me.
I might be offended if I knew what you were talking about.
Well, whatever character you're secretly crushing on, whichever one you like the best, they're all there. Riverdale looks like the perfect, safe, wholesome small town, but it's got some huge secrets.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Talk about twists. All starts off with a new year at Riverdale High and the mysterious murder of one of its most popular kids.
Again,
dun, 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 dun. So everybody becomes a suspect. That's when the sword details about what everyone really did over the summer and with whom begin to surface. So you will not believe what the people in this town are hiding. Don't miss the jaw-dropping series premiere of this must-see new show, Riverdale, Thursday, January 26th, only on the CW.
That's today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, that is today on the
CW. You guys should watch
it. Check it out.
Do it.
Well, thank you. But finish watching this first, because we got some more awesome looks to talk about. Nico and Kat, the perfect marriage.
Oh, my goodness. They're so cute.
They're so cute. It's kind of sickening how cute they are. Mm-hmm. Team Love.
Oh, I forgot that was their team name. It was just Team Love. And I'm like, oh,
that's
yeah,
when
original.
You know it's a good relationship, too. It's when she's like, Team Love, and he's like, we're not that. Okay, fine, we're there. Yeah, you went, whatever, it's fine.
We're in love, look.
They are just... Did your teeth hurt being in the same room as them? They're so damn sweet.
They're really good people.
They're so sweet. I love it. I just love when she's like, I just want to start fabricating. And he's like, I just want to give you kisses.
Oh my God, I wanted to barf so hard. I was like, please stop. But also, please continue. I want to see what you make.
It was adorable. So they had the vampire squid. Dun, dun, dun.
No, I know. That is a very interesting way to go.
Yeah, this one was, they had some issues with this one too, and they really pulled out a really good look for... You know, the time constraints and everything that they kept running into.
Yeah, I love that they took the fact of that, the skirt, or, well, they made a skirt, but the fact that the creature has, like, this kind of skirted out kind of tentacle, you know, webbing thing, and I love how they were able to do that, and just the color on it looked so cool, especially, because you couldn't see it, because we had so many problems with theirs in the beginning, we didn't get to have a full look, but when they zoomed in on it, I was like, oh my God, I want this skirt. So bad.
It's so cool how they were able to replicate that. The only thing is I feel like if they were able to take the green screen up into the shoulders a little bit more so that it didn't have, like, that harsh, like, kind of cutoff line, I think it would look more squid-like. But I do love that they used George's belly as a reference.
I know! That was so cool! He was just like, alright, go for it.
Well, I have to say, as you saw, Nico had a mold issue, so we, like, just pried that thing open. So he fabricated, like, he ran that head, like, all on the makeup day. So he was working like a madman before application. So, like, Yeah. And we only have, what, 5 hours? Is that, mm-hmm. I don't even know. We only have like 5 hours before we actually apply. So he was just running around punching that up and polishing everything. So he was like, the amount of work he put in at the last second is amazing.
Yeah, especially because I know he was like last minute gluing those like dark, I don't know if they're dark purple or dark brown, like the little prongs in the back of the cowl and things like that. And I was just like, we don't have enough time for this. I was like stressing out for him, like from my TV. So,
but I love too that the judges were even talking about how beautifully it was painted.
Yeah,
and that's so like last minute. They're like, God, get it painted. Just get any paint on it. And
yeah, the fact that they had to paint in last looks. Like, I don't know how you guys are able to sit there and focus for that one, for that last, like, what is it, 45 minutes or an hour?
Like,
I don't
the last know how, hour. Yeah, of last looks.
Yeah, can't.
You just you just end up like cutting out all the fat in all your decision making process, and right. then you just focus
Except
on executing.
Except for in this case, where it is.
Literally,
fat,
you're in
well,
mall
yeah.
cop. You leave the
don't cut out the fat. I love that he said a fat mall cop top and then an octopus bottom. Like, I would have never. That's not my description of it, but I think that's
tall
really
blart squid boy.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I was like, yes. That was terrible.
Yeah, I am always blown away when you guys. It was Ben who was talking about that, how he said, you know, I've seen things come together in last looks.
Yeah.
That, you know, are more cohesive than things that are done in, like, 8 hours, so anything can happen, but... So I could never be on the show. Last looks would be like, and then we cut to Elena just crying in the corner for an hour. And I'm like, it doesn't work.
I'll just be throwing glitter at things. I'm like, V loves anything that shines. Just throw stuff on it.
Every creature
okay.
I had would look like Kesha. It would just be, like, dipped in glitter, just all over.
Yeah, Elena and I can't do this show. It's just going to be a weird glitter kitten monster thing every time. It could be so, like,
totally okay with that.
For every challenge.
So let's talk about y'all's look, because you guys had this veined octopus, the fourth photo I think we got up here. You and Logan. So, I love this. It's like this warrior octopus creature thing. Like, I don't even know how to describe it.
It was, they didn't highlight it that much, but he's like a... We have to choose a background from stock photography, so that we have a crash vehicle. So he's scavenging parts.
Oh.
So he's sort of out of his element. And then he had...
I didn't know that you guys got to pick the background.
Yeah, we are involved with the whole... Like we are responsible for the final image that goes on stage.
Ooh, so I didn't know that.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because it's our creation, so, you know, it's not... We don't want to leave it to someone else, you know, like picking it for us.
That makes
like,
sense.
Why is there a fish in the desert? And it's like, oh, well, we're not responsible for that, but yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. I dig that. So you made, yeah, talking about how you use very out-of-the-box materials. You use PVC pipe and, like, cups and saran wrap to...
Yeah. So, well, I mean, this is... It was... So we were going to sculpt a symmetrical pair of arms so we could, as Neville put it, bifurcate the forearms and just make the same copy and use it on both sides. We had an issue. We just had an issue mid-process. So then I was like, I can just fabricate these in the same amount of time it would take to pull everything out. So I just found everything just to create the basic form and then just clad it around it. And then when we got pieces of our costume... we had to tie everything in together with paint on that day to make sure everything was cohesive. So, yeah. And then...
So it's kind of art imitating life. Is you're scavenging around, finding parts to create your scavenger.
A scavenger alien,
goes, yeah.
So, yeah. And it came together. It was...
No, it looks so good.
Yeah, I loved the armor that your creature wears. It just seems like something out of like Battlestar Galactica or even Star Trek, of like someone who's just like scavenging around. Like, it's just, I just love the like the wear and tear on it. It looks so cool.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do something you would see in a video game or on screen.
Yep.
So like just
yep.
You know, there's not, I mean, ethereal aliens are like not, don't pop up often. So
no.
I wanted to do something you would see more, you know, more commonly. Yeah.
And I
like
love
that.
Oh, go ahead. No, it's okay. I was just going to say the coloring that you chose for the headpiece is phenomenal. I love everything about that. I mean, you can't tell in this picture that we're looking at, but I remember watching it, and I was like, oh my God, that purple reddish kind of is so cool.
They didn't really show the back of the head, but like all the veining from the actual octopus itself is on like goes all around and everything.
Oh. That's the only thing. I wish that they would do like a 360 thing.
Yeah.
Like I would love if they could do like a, you know, all the way around and see like the makeup, like a 360.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That would be nice, because then I feel like there are times where like the judges will make you turn around, or the models turn around, and then you get to see the back, but it's like
but unless
not all the
judges
time.
Ask, then we at home don't get to see it.
So
since there are things that we don't get to see at home, did you guys have any, you know, like things they didn't show for this character? Did he have a secret name or anything?
Well, so if you say a name on the show, Sci-Fi owns that name.
Okay. I didn't know that.
But in the back of my head, his name is Roboctopus.
Roboctopus, I like it. Fully painted veined head.
Yes, is his name, Roboctopus.
Got it.
I like Roboctopus. I'm into it.
I really like that.
I'm telling you, face-off action figures, people would buy them.
Okay. I would. I'd be one of them.
I mean, Todd McFarlane, just do it.
I'd be into it.
Yeah, I'm
down. I'd be into it. Now, unfortunately, some looks this week didn't really come together quite as well as others. So, Ben and Evan had the Japanese spider crab, and
this is the greatest thing ever on screen.
I loved this, and I get that they like said, you know, it should have had eight arms or whatever to mimic. But how the hell are you going to make eight arms? Like, you don't have to. I think this is one of her moments just to be sassy, when she's like, you got the two totem poles that looked like they were painted by a bunch of 3-year-olds.
And I was like, geez, V, bring it back. Put the claws away. We get it. Jesus Christ.
She's been waiting for that one.
She was like, I'm waiting for season 11 so I can be sassy. Here we go.
This is when
I liked it. I loved the coloring. I thought it was cool. I don't know. I know for a fact that there's no way in hell you guys would have had time to make 8 legs. Like, I can't think
it was that bad. Everybody was really hating on it. I thought it was kind of cool.
Now, the face is actually really intricate and beautiful. Like, getting to see Ben work in person is great. He's an amazing sculptor.
Look at that face. I love it. I don't know. I really loved the texture of the entire thing. The colors are really awesome. I think they all work together. I think the headpiece is my favorite part. I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad.
I mean, considering that the entire chess piece fell over and was crushed flat, they lost like 2 hours of time.
I had a moment watching you guys all help them bring their chess piece up. Like the entire team helped out, and I was just like, oh, look at all the face-off contestants helping each other out. It's so awesome, because we always talk about it every time we have a podcast about face-off. We're always talking about how the camaraderie is awesome. That right there was a giant, like, this is the poster. Look at Face Off. We love each
Teamwork
other.
Makes the dream work, Whee! Man.
Yeah, it was just, oh, I had an all teary-eyed moment. It was great.
When that actually happened, Ben kind of knew it was going to happen because it was getting kind of heavy, and he heard it. He goes, oh, all right.
I was wondering where Ben was. I was like, where'd he go?
Ben is just so chill. Like, even after day two, when he's like, are you feeling good about it? And he's like, no. Like, just very straight up. He's like, I don't think it's working. I don't know.
Also, their shirts, great. The each other's face.
Oh, yes! I love that.
I love that so much.
Which is so crazy. Ben and I have lived next to each other for years and had no idea until, like, very recently.
Into
him walking Quincy, and I was like, oh my God, we're neighbors. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We, like, live right next door to each other. Had no idea.
Wait, what?
Yeah, small world. Like, when we've been here and we're like, oh, we gotta get home, like, we both drove to the same home and, like, parked behind each other and didn't know it until years later.
Wow. That is insane.
Oh, one more thing about Ben's. What they don't show is this made everybody chant crab people the whole time. So that was the theme
in
the lab.
Everyone got sassy on this one, though. Even Neville, not even a side of garlic butter could make this one better.
I was like, how long were you holding on to that one? Like, stop.
And now I just want garlic butter.
He made me hungry, and I was like, I'm upset.
Neville did tell Ben on Twitter that bacon would have made it better.
Oh, so. Bacon makes everything better.
That's exactly it.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, I can't get mad at him for that. That is
no,
a fact.
If only Jasmine and Stella had some bacon, because their look was also a bottom look, unfortunately. What? Their helmet jellyfish. Yeah.
I don't hate it. And I understood why the judges didn't like it, but I also didn't hate this piece.
This one I didn't hate, but I think this one was the least successful of all of them for the challenge, just because with the arms crossing over each other and kind of cutting off the tendrils and showing the green screen and kind of killing that illusion. Mm-hmm. Which I know I love Jasmine's like, maybe they just won't point it out, and it's like, you know, they're gonna point it out. That's gonna be the only thing. Anytime that you're like, maybe they won't notice. They're like, I noticed this thing, and I'm going to harp on this thing, and I'm going to say mean things about this thing until you realize that I saw it. You're like, all right, I get it.
Thanks. I didn't really have a problem with anything besides the fact that, yeah, okay, the hands cross over a few times with the tentacles.
I think it was just the placement. If the tentacles had been lower, if they had all been lower, and so it looked more like they, like, served an anatomical purpose, you know, because the weight of the top of it, too, like, it felt very, you know, almost like spider egg sack around it. So, yeah. It would be kind of cool if it had, like, spidery legs at the bottom.
Yeah, because I didn't even realize it was supposed to be technically a jellyfish, right?
It's a helmet jellyfish, yeah. Yeah. Which they got the helmet, but the jellyfish...
Yeah, it looks
more...
Well,
the silhouette's there.
Yes, it is. But, yeah, I didn't get jellyfish... after the silhouette, I was like, "Oh, that looks like a hermit crab."
Take some fish.
It does. It was abstract.
Delish.
Stop it.
It was abstract though, so it's subjective.
It is. Yeah, that is a very abstract alien, which was the name of the challenge. Correct. So
there's no wrong answer.
Yeah, no, you are correct.
Maybe that's why this was an elimination challenge.
There you go.
Look at Adam.
Look at you. This is why we bring you in. This is why we have you here.
I love it so much.
Love it.
But yeah,
love
again, it. I didn't hate it. I thought it was still good. I just, yeah, the only nitpicky thing that I would think that, you know, obviously that we heard from was that the green screen was getting in the way.
Yeah. I feel like if a team was going to go home this week, it probably would have been this one, and I would have been really sad.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm really glad that nobody went home, because it would have been a big bummer.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for it. I was like, I want everybody to stay. Everybody could just hang out and make beautiful creatures together.
And I'm excited because we don't have to end the show with a bummer note like we normally do.
Yeah,
we can talk about happy things, like some of the top looks this week.
Yay, top looks.
Yay. Like Gage and Rachel, or Team Rage.
I love that. I'm not going to lie.
I do love that.
I was losing my mind when they said that their team name was Rage.
This skeleton shrimp, this was one of the coolest things I've seen.
In
a really long time. Like, it is freaking awesome. Just the way that they were able to really, really utilize the judges kept coming back to how this, like, really, really utilized the green screen technology, putting that rope in there to have the nervous system. So cool.
Yeah, I know. The transparency and everything that they decided to go with is absolutely stunning, and it's my favorite makeup.
This was my favorite.
Yeah.
But I thought this one was amazing. The only thing is, they even said, but they were like, you know, this shrimp looks like an alien already, which kind of gave them a little bit of a benefit, I think. So, I mean, do you ever find that to be somewhat of a challenge where, like, you get a random thing and you're like, okay, well, they got this cool see-through thing that if they made this, it will look green screeny already. Mm. I got a crab. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the run of the, I mean, that's just luck of the game. I mean, one example is, like, we did a Clive Barker challenge where we had to do outfits, and half of them were already black leather, and then the other half were just hodgepodge from a thrift store. So it was like, okay, this is already in the realm of Clive Barker, and then you got to jump through hoops to even bring this into that world. So,
and then you have to use the hoops as part of the costume.
Exactly. So yeah, it's just, I mean, it's everybody gets a benefit, you know, once in a while.
Yeah.
But it was beautiful.
They brought it.
It was beautiful seeing
it
in person.
They brought it, this challenge. This looks so cool. I want to see this. Just, I want to see a whole movie around this character, too.
Yeah.
I just want to watch it swim.
Yeah, even though I know it was supposed to be, like, a shrimp, it just reminds me of just, like, a different version of a siren. Like, just, it would just be really cool to see. Like
the neck bones and everything.
Yeah,
it's just so cool.
So cool. And the paint job was phenomenal. So, yeah.
They hit it out of the park.
I am a fan.
I love it. And surprisingly, this one didn't even win this week.
It
there
didn't.
Was another look. that also friggin' knocked it out of the park. Melissa and Kaylin, Team Merwolf.
Merwolf! I'm not gonna lie, though, seeing this with the green screen effect was insane. This I was like, oh my god, this person is floating. This is awesome.
This was really cool. They had the Flying Gurnard, which I've never heard before.
Nope.
This show teaches me more words that I have never heard before in my life than, like, any other show that I watch.
You should just introduce this show just to kids and be like, here, learn these words.
Yeah, learn some science thing. So they made this psychic alien queen that was supposed to be multiple entities creating one entity, which really came across because they had each of the parts were all separate but still moved together to create this, like, kind of crazy fish-like creature. And I love that they incorporated the leopard-esque print painting, but instead of making it overpowering, had it be a highlight.
Yeah, and I love that she even put the white underneath the color so that it popped out more. Like, I loved that they decided to go with that so you could see it better.
And Neville even said that it was one of the finest paint jobs he's ever seen as far as patterning and graphic design.
So, I had a question, mostly for Elena, because you were there. I was watching this with my coworkers at work, and they know nothing about special effects makeup or anything like that.
John Snow.
Yeah.
You work with John Snow. Continue.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They were like, there's nothing here. Like, there's, like it's so minimal. And I was like, well, I think that's what makes it kind of cool, right? And they're like, I don't know. I feel like they could have done more with it. So I'm curious to think if you thought they did too little with it, how, like, our other top look, they did an entire body. They just did...
I gotta say, it didn't bother me that it was minimal because I feel like that was part of the challenge was incorporating it, and we saw kind of the drawbacks of going too big. So it didn't bother me, but I am kind of surprised that this one won over the other one.
Okay. I was just curious.
Because the other one did have so much work and just very, very seamlessly incorporated the green screen into the actual anatomy of the structure. So... I don't know. What do you think, Adam? I mean, I know you were there, but...
Well, I mean, you know, one thing that the show forces is also design. So, you know, so what they do is it's a trade-off. If you did a small form like this and the work was poor, then, of course, what have you been doing for 3 days? But they executed everything, like, perfectly, like, beautifully. So it was all cohesive. It was a strong design, you know, at its core. So... Like, yeah, it totally deserved to win because they were smart. Like, they put all their effort into a small amount of space, so it was great work. You know, whereas if you can, and I've done it before, you spread yourself too thin over a big, piece, and it's, you know, it doesn't matter how hard you worked, if you shit the bed at the end of the day, you know, that's what everybody focuses on, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious because, like I said, like, these... My coworkers have never watched the show before, but they were watching me watch it, and they're like, I don't think that deserved to win. It was so tiny. And I'm like, okay, shut up. But, like,
well,
I was like...
That's the American bigger is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have said this on the show before, and I will continue to say it. Things that light up my heart. Like... Glenn was even saying the eyes, like, how, like, the, you know, the perfect example of how the lights were a good use of time, where sometimes it's, you know, thrown in just to be like, look, and we have lights, but this one was actually, you know, really part of it, really well integrated. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, it was really good.
Very, very good job. Got a bitchin' from V.
It did. I was like, all right, V.
Like, yeah.
Like I said, she pulled out the sassy V today. And I don't know if it's going to continue for the rest of the season or if it was just today because it's the first
I'm
episode.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm
all about it. I'm all about
it. The flying V, the sassy V.
Either way. Either or. Either. Both. I like it. Give it to me.
So, Adam, we're going to have to wrap up here pretty soon. But before we go, wanted to catch up with you a little bit and see what you've been up to. I know you can't say too much to reveal anything for this season, but are there any projects that you've been working on that you want to chit-chat about?
I've been doing Halloween Horror Nights for Universal Studios Japan. Art directing and designing that. So, and then I just had an attraction open, For in the winter called Conan the Escape. It's Conan the Anime Detective. It's an escape room, so that's going on right now.
That's awesome.
And then I have another project opening next year. So, or this year, later this year.
I like that you're keeping busy. That's awesome.
I'm like begging for a vacation.
You're one of the busiest people I know. Like, you're always running around. I never even know what country you're in.
Well, after Halloween last year, I came here and built an escape room at the Think Tank Gallery in the Fashion District for a month.
Whoa.
Then went back to
some other face-off people.
I actually had Kat and Nico came out to help. Evan came out. He helped design and build the escape room. Graham Schofield came out and helped me paint and do scenic.
That's so cool.
As well as making body props and nasty stuff. So it was, and then it was surrounded by a gallery, which actually featured, work by pretty much all the makeup people in the area. So, and Ian Von Kromer, he coordinated that. So it was a fun experience. And then I got right back on a plane went back across the ocean. So.
Just hustling you. I love it.
We were only barely able to burgle you before you hop back on a plane to head back to Japan this weekend.
I know.
Weekend,
well,
right?
I go to Orlando for a week, and then I'm back. Then I'm back in Japan.
See, again, so. I never know what country you're in.
So.
Well, thank you so much for coming and being on this show.
I like talking in a microphone, so. Yeah.
We love having you.
You're always going to have a seat here to talk into a microphone.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
There's anytime no cameras that you're in this state, come and see us.
Yeah.
We want to have you here. So, in the meantime, where can all the fans keep up with you, too?
You can follow, like I said, you can follow me on Instagram at A Civic Dilemma or Art Station. I've been updating that gallery pretty often. And then that's also Twitter at A Civic Dilemma. And then I'm going to do, this is stupid. There's a little open mic in Orlando, at the other bar.
Plug it.
Okay. So if you're in Orlando, the other bar, Monday night, Wall Street downtown, they do an open mic and I'm just going to do a couple minutes. So.
Yeah. Go check him
awesome.
Out. That's awesome.
That's
I'm so
cool.
jelly. I can't go.
You're so jellyfish. You can't go.
Oh my God. Why do you hate me?
So where can we find more from you? You're wearing an aerial.
I know.
Thing.
I did it for you.
On the dingle.
You can find me cringing and crying from Elena's puns at Atorres 890. That's Atorres 890. I'm on 9 shows this year, so I can't talk about all of them right now because we don't have time, but just follow me on Twitter. You'll see all the shows that I'm doing.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm busy this year. And the wedding,
it.
I'm just like...
You guys are super busy. I'm all about it. I'm less busy. You can... But you can keep up with me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, A-L-A-N-A-J-O-R-D-A-N, and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl. And if you are a sci-fi fan, which I imagine you are, I am actually doing a sci-fi radio drama with Lee Shackelford from Star Trek Next Generation. You can check it out on RelativityPodcast.com. And you can always find us right here at AfterBuzz TV. Be sure to listen, rate, subscribe, and catch us here next week.
Bye, guys!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.